Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Gimel. We're up to Sif Gimel. We are on page Kuf Yud, the page following 218. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Al Ma'ozish Borei Pri Adama. What is that referring to? If you look at the Targum, he says bananot. This is referring to bananas. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, after discussing berries yesterday, that bananas are Borei Pri Adama. The Mishnah Berurah does not give us so much information. He just writes in Sif Katan Dalet, Gam Kein Hatam Kemo Betuzim. The reason here as well is like we said yesterday when it comes to berries, but if you look at note number 11, a few lines, he explains why bananas are Hadama, even though people have all seen a banana tree. So Mavur, Shebirchas Bananos Hibore Pri Adama. Clear over here, we are saying that the bracha of bananas is Borei Pri Adama. Betoras Vadai. As a vadai hadama, it's not out of suffix we're saying hadama, kesusim, like the berries. And he explains in the brackets, this is the ikar, vipnei shaha'etz kola, because the tree part gets destroyed, ubechol shana yotze etz chadosh me'asharoshim. And every year a new tree grows up from the roots. So the tree looks like a tree, but it's really not a tree, because it gets ruined every year, and then it regrows, and therefore the bracha is hadama. Kemavur b'sefek tos ha'shulchan, since we're saying the bracha is a vadai hadama, one who mistakenly makes a bari priya eitz is not yotei. We're going to see later on that any tree that does not last through the winter, the bracha is bari priya adama. If you make her eitz, you're absolutely not yotei. So the bracha on bananas, as hopefully we all know, is bari priya adama. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalet, Alpeiro Shemotzien Ilone Srak Shahakol. Fruit that come out from non-fruit-bearing trees. That's what Ilone Srak is, non-fruit-bearing trees. But for some reason, some peiros are coming out from them. The bracha on those fruit is Shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sekoton, hey, Delo Chashivi Levarech Aleihem Bari Priya Eitz. These fruit are not choshev enough to make a bracha Bari Priya Eitz on them. The Kemo Eitz Ba'al Menheru. These fruit are like a piece of the tree. Velodomi lesusim shebesiv beis, they're not like the berries that we had yesterday in Sif Beis. The chashuvim alkoponim pri, they are at least considered a pri. Maybe they're not ha'eitz, but they're at least considered a pri to make at least a bari pri adama. Av shegedele nami besned the hukilan srak. Even though berries are growing on a bush, which is like a non-fruit bearing tree, still that gets a better bracha. The heim tovim laachila chayim, because they are edible. They're good for eating when they are raw. Kishahim shohim harbe al hasne umisbashlim. When they stick around on the tree for a while and they ripen, they become very edible foods. Ela she'ein ha'onof miskayim misharol chaverta. Just the branch does not last from year to year. Therefore, it's not going to be shahakol, it's more chasha than that. It's also not going to be a eitz, so therefore the bracha on those berries, at least like the strawberries, are hadoma. Avalkan Mayri Beperes grew, and here we're discussing inferior fruit, lower grade fruit. Kigon tapuchin ketanim, like small apples. Vagosim ketanim, and small pears, hagedelim ba'atze hayar, that are growing on the trees of the forest. She'enam ru'uyim la'achilu kashem chayim, they are inedible when they are raw. The alkein einom chashuvin bichlal pri, and therefore they are not considered fruit. The afilu bishlam, even if you cook them. The lochein mevarach aleim shahakol. Therefore, the bracha is going to be shahakol. The egozim ketanim hanilkotim baatzei hayar sheim tovim lachila. These small nuts that are gathered in from the trees of the forest, which are good for eating. Pri gamarhu. These are totally regular fruit, and mevarech hazeh bari priya eitz, and the bracha on these fruit, on these nuts, will be bari priya eitz. V'chein al egres, which is gooseberries, b'loshan ashkenaz, castor berin, avshe gedelem al kotzim, even though they grow on thorns, nagu ha'olam levarech bari priya eitz, the minhag ha'olam is to make a bari priya eitz. Aval al pri adom shegadol al kotzim, but the red fruit that grows on the thorns, Shekorimulon Ashkenaz, Hanputin, Vichol Shekein Alaminim, Shegodel Alatodin, and certainly those types that grow on thorns, Vichorimuloshan Ashkenaz, Shalom Karshim, Uvuloshan Poland, Pianitzes, Mevarachin Shakal. Those things, whatever they are exactly, the Bracha is Shakal, they grow on the thorns. She'enon Chashuvim, they are not Chashuv of fruit, Vigam Shegedelim Alatodim, they also grow on the thorns, and therefore the Bracha Shakal. If you look in the Bir Alocha over here on Ilone Srak, the Bir Alocha says, That which the Mechaber tells us, the non-fruit-bearing trees that give off some fruit, the bracha shehakol, haynu shegedelim me'aleihem below zriya unetiya. We're talking about trees that grow without being planted. The einon ru'uyin le'achol chayin, and the fruit are not edible raw. Rak ayidei bishul v'tigan, only through cooking and frying. Lachein berchasan shehakol. So number one, these trees are not even planted. And number two, the fruit are inedible unless they're cooked. Then the bracha shehakol. Aval hagedelim al yedeis rio natia, but those fruit that grow on trees that were actually planted, afilu kesheinam tovim leachol chayin, even if they're not edible raw, still mevarich achash in his bashel, you'll make a bracha on it after that fruit is cooked. Al shel eitz borei pri eitz, something that's on a tree, you'll make a borei pri eitz. Vi al shel adama borei pri adama. So the Bira Locha here is bringing from the Achronim that the Chiluk is, this Ilanei Srak is Bedavka, the trees that are not being planted, they're growing on their own, and the fruit are inedible unless they're cooked in the Shehakol. But if they're planted, even if they're inedible till they're cooked, still they will be Bari Pri Eitz if they're on a tree, and Bari Pri Adama if they are on a low bush. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hei, B'nei Asa. B'nei Asa, we had this before, it's berries that grow on the Hadassim. Afagav de bishlon, even though you cook them, v'havion kiperos, and they're like fruit, eino mevarech ela shahakol. The bracha on the berries of adasim is shahakol. Says the Mishaburis of Kotan Vav. B'nei aso hainu anovim ketanim, these are the small berries, sheregilim lihimotzei b'adasim, that are commonly found in hadasim. The Mishnah has discussed them in Sukkah. The bracha shahakol, sefkotan zayin, de lo chashivi, de na choshiv. V'havilu kiperos shemotzien ilonei srak, and they are like fruit that are given off by non-fruit-bearing trees. Says the Mechaber Sivov. Al zangvil. Now, we're talking about ginger, and we had it already before. We had ginger that was dry, we had ginger that was moist, and now we're discussing another case of ginger, and the Mishabru will bring them all together. Al zangvil shemirachim oso kashurotov. So on ginger that you sweeten, you spice it up while it is moist, the bracha is bari pri adama. And it appears, says the Shulchan Aruch, the same thing will be true if you spice it up, you sweeten it while it's dry. Since sweetening it up makes it fit for achila, the bracha will also be borei pri adama. Hazangevil ikar. In this case, when you are sweetening the zangevil is the ikar. Umevarech ala borei pri adama. So the Mechaber says, whether it's moist ginger or it's dry ginger, if it is sweetened up or it's made geshmak, the bracha is borei pri adama. Says the Mishabura Esev Katan Ches, shemirachin, so that you sweeten it. So what's the chiddush over here? We said already the moist ginger is hadama. We learned that already. So says the Mishabura, Ashmeinon is coming to teach us, the ayidei rikuach shemirachin oso bidvash, through this sweetening that we're doing of the zangevil with the honey, lo nishtana birchasol mi'ilu acholo chai. The bracha does not change from having it raw, the birchasol bori pri adama, like we saw earlier in Reish Beis, Sif Yud Ches. So the chiddush over here is not so much in the ginger itself, but the fact that you're sweetening with honey, you might think it changes. So regular moist ginger is hadama, but now that you're sweetening, you might think it changes over to shahakol kamash mulan, even though it is the geshmak. Now that it is sweetened with the honey, it still retains the bracha of bari pri adama on the zangevil. Sivkoton tes oso yavesh. The Mechaber said, "Hu adin, if you're sweetening the zangevil that's dry, also the bracha is going to be adama." Rotzalomer means to say, "After zangevil yavesh ein mevarchan alav klal." We saw earlier in Siman Reish Beis Sif Tezayin that dried ginger has no bracha at all. It's not considered edible. There's no bracha. So over here you're sweetening it. Halcha dal yidei rikuach nasa roi lachila. Since here you're sweetening and you're making it fit for achila, choser lebrachaso haruuya. It doesn't become shahako because of the sweetness. Rather, it brings out the bracha of the zangevil, and the sweetened dry ginger will be hadama. The ein lahakshos me'egos rach, and don't ask the kasha from here from the softened nut that we saw earlier. The isa shom b'sif yudal, we said earlier in sif yudal. The avshen nitkon ayidei bishul bedvash. Even though it was fixed up, it was made geshmak through cooking it with honey. Mikomakom birchaso shakol. This raw nut that was soft in the shell, if you remember we said that when you cook it with the honey, it only gets a bracha shakol. The chiluk between that and the zangevil, that when you're sweetening it becomes hadama, the hasam by the soft nut, hapri lo higia adayin zman bishulo, it's not a ripened nut. it's not a fully developed fruit, and therefore, when you sweeten it, the bracha becomes shahakol. Masha'in kein hocha, masha'in kein by the zangevil, that's dry, da pre-kvarnis bashel. The ginger is fully grown, it's fully developed, it's fully ripened, el shamachmas yiveishuso. But because it's so dry, lohoya roi lachil, it was inedible. V'lochein mahani kishemirakho v'oseo, Ra'ui. Therefore, the sweetening of it, making it fit for achila, will get the regular bracha of ginger, which is adama. So when you have a fully ripened fruit that's not edible and you sweeten it, it gets the bracha of a fully ripened fruit, then it becomes hadama, in this case of the ginger. Mashenkin the nut, it's unripe, and therefore when you sweeten it, that's getting the bracha of shahakol, because it was unripe fruit, it only became edible because of sweetening it, it never developed the shame of a full fruit, and therefore the bracha shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'hu adin kishemrachin pilpul in yevashin." Just like by the ginger that's moist, the ginger that's dry, when you sweeten it with honey, the bracha shakel. So too by peppers, sharp peppers, that you sweeten them when they are dried out. Gam kein berchasel by piradama, they will also get the bracha by piradama. Sifkat and yud roi laachila. Again, you're taking this dry zangevil, you are sweetening it, and that's making a royal achilo. We said the zangevil is the ikar, and the bracha is bar piyadama. It says in the Shavura, v'chein kishet solin zangevil. So too, if you roast the zangevil, v'uchlin osa l'refu, and you're eating it for refuah purposes, for healing purposes, kevan d'chazi l'achila yideikach, since it is fit for eating, through your sweetening it, the bracha is going to be bar piyadama as well. Aval situr, which is turmeric, mevarech shahakol, the bracha on that is shahakol. Why? Kevan da'ovid l'tayim avalo la'achila. It's just made for flavoring. It's not made to really be eaten by itself. And therefore, the bracha is going to be shahakol. Mirkacha shel chazeres, you make something out of horseradish. Shekor and crane, birchaso shahakol, there also the bracha shahakol. Aval mirkacha shel retich, which is a radish. Then it's mashmah mikama achron l'birchaso boi priadamu. When you sweeten the radish, that bracha will be bar piyadama. V'afilum osa mikli poson gamkein lo nishtanes habracha. Even if you make it from the peel of the radish, also the bracha will be bar piyadama. Sivkoten yud aleph hazangvil ikr. In this case, where you have the dried ginger and you're sweetening it, the bracha is hadama, because the zangvil is the ikr. V'afilu rikcha ove gilulim. Very important point. Even if it was sweetened by a goy, it was cooked by a goy, Ein bo mishum bishul ove gilulim. That's not considered bishul akum. Sharei ne'cholim chayin ayidei tarovas sukar. Even the dried out ginger, which is not edible on its own, but if you sweeten it with sugar, it becomes edible. And since it could be eaten raw without being cooked by adding sugar to it, it's not considered that the goy cooked it when the goy cooked it. It's not considered the goy made it. Aval shar mine peros, but other types of fruit or yarukos or vegetables, v'chein alev rodim, and so too rose petals, kol she'eno roi lechol oso chai, anything that is totally not edible raw, in bishlon oricha nochri, if a goy cooked it or sweetened it, asurim, then it's asur mishum bishule ovegilulim. And that is the general rule of bishul akum, something that was inedible before and the goy made it edible, so that's bishul akum, his cooking made the item. But if it was edible before and the goy just made it a little more geschmack or he changed the form, that's not a problem of bishul akum. So what do we have here? The zangevil, even if it is dried out and it's inedible, but you don't have to cook, you could just add sugar to it, it makes it sweet, it's edible. So the fact that he goes ahead and does cook it, that's not a problem of bishul akum. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion, Bisomim shechukim amuravim sukar, spices that are ground up and mixed with sugar, habisomim ikar. The spices are the ikar, umavarach alein kidin birchas osam bisomim. So if you have spices, depends if they're from a tree or from the ground, let's say they're ground spices, so they're not edible on their own, but they're ground up and they're mixed together with sugar. So even though the sugar is what makes it edible, the bracha is going to be bari pradama, because the sugar is not the ikar is the spice. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yubayz, Hainu af kishehem shechukim v'nimochim lagamri. Even when they're ground up and they're melted all the way down, at she'ein nikur behem taran harishon klal, they're totally not recognizable what spice they came from. Afilu hachi lo nishtanes birchasun ayidei zelo kliyama. Everyone agrees the spices do not lose their bracha, even though they're ground totally down. We learned earlier, if you have corn and it's made into corn flour, the bracha on that item that's made will not be hadam, will be shahakal. But over here by spices, when you ground them all the way down till they're so ground up, they're not recognizable, everyone will agree it retains its bracha. If it grows in the ground, it'll be hadam. Why? That is the nature of spices, that you grind them up until they're totally fine, and therefore that's not considered changing the form, that's making the form. And therefore that's when the bracha on the spice will be adamah. So even though you're mixing with sugar, sekotin yud gimel, the besamim is the ikir, and the bracha will be adamah, or ha'eth, depending on the spice. Hainu, afilu kishayot sukar harov, even if the sugar is the majority, umaat besamim, and the minority is the spice, still, the spice is the ikir. Ke'ein hogin beinenu la'asiyos magin polver. Like our minhag, by this food item, this spice, shema arvin sukar harbe, we add a lot of sugar im ingeber katush, with the ginger that is beaten. Afilu hachia ingber ikir. The ginger is the ikir, vat sukar tofilhen, and the sugar is secondary to it. The einu bo rak lematko ve'ein levarach aleihem. The sugar is only there to sweeten it. It doesn't get a title of ikir, and you don't make a bracha on that. I'd like to just end with one bir halacha, and that is al zan gevil shem rachin oso. So we said in the mechaber a shtikel chiluk between spices, where it's their nature to ground them up. So then we say, you know, you ground it up, it retains the initial bracha. But that was siv zayin. In siv vav, we said the zan gevil retains its ikar bracha, but the Bi'al Locha brings in the Shari Tshuva b'shem the emek bracha, the davka kishemirachim chatichos imenu. It's davka if you're sweetening pieces, like whole pieces of the ginger. Avalim humoch v'kosus, but if it is ground up totally, at she'enu nikar mahu, until the ginger is not recognizable what it is, afal pi sheyudeshu zangevil, even though you know it's ginger, but you can't see that it's ginger, mevarech shahakol. So the Shari Tshuva brings b'shem the emek bracha. If you grind up ginger till it's like flour, you know it's ginger, but it's not nikkur, the bracha is going to be shahakol. Safrek the biralocha velo hevanti. I don't understand what he's talking about. That lo mevur l'kameh b'sev zayin. We just saw in sev zayin the b'somim shechukim, ground up spices. Even if they're not recognizable, they're so ground up, the bracha remains ha'etzer adama. Whatever the bracha is, it doesn't change the shahakol. V'hainu av kesheh shechukim l'gamri, even though they're totally ground up. V'afilu l'man d'machmir b'tmorim sh'ason kein isa she'ibe b'rchasu akademis. Even though we learned earlier, and the one who holds that by dates, when you make it into a dough, it's like mushed up, it loses its original bracha, becomes shahakol. Afilu achil inyan b'samim modu. When it comes to b'samim, everyone agreed by b'samim to afke shenimuach l'ganri, even though it's totally melted down. Afilu achil mevarach b'rchasu akodemes. It retains its original bracha. If it's hadama, it's hadama. Ha'etz ha'etz. Ho'el dorachayu b'achil lichtosh l'ganri. Since it's a normal way to chop them up and to grind them up totally. Ukum mevor b'shuwan zadesh and simen chavches. And he ends off, it's a little longer, we'll stop there, but he ends up with a tzarachim. How could the emek bracha say that when you grind up the ginger until it's like a flour, it loses initial bracha adonah, it becomes shahakol? We say explicit in the mechaber that besamim that are ground up, that's the nature of besamim, they don't lose their original bracha. Unless you say, just throwing out, maybe ginger is not considered a regular besamim. It's the nature of besamim, maybe it's not the nature of the ginger. After all, we didn't see anywhere in the mechaber, we talk about eating it dry, eating it moist, we didn't see anything about it being ground up, but the Chavetz Chaim doesn't fall for that, because he ends off, if you turn the page, he leaves off at Tzarachin. So he doesn't have a clear answer of why would the ginger, when it's ground up, lose its bracha of adama, become shahakol, when the bracha on all spices that are ground up, since there's nature, it retains its bracha of adama or eitz, whatever it was before, it does not become shahakol. We'll leave that with the tzarachin, and we'll continue with Shem tomorrow with the end of Siman Reish Gimel with Sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.